Age 25. He was flying west again, with the sun at his back. 2 years of peacekeeping in the volatile Middle East had gone by. He had flown a fighter plane without firing a shot, happy that he was not assigned to the real fighting that flared intermittently in Central America. It had taken almost another 2 years before he had finally been assigned to astronaut training. 2 years of air patrols along the Gulf Coast, searching for smugglers' planes coming in from Latin America. 2 years of watching the United States economy slide disastrously as the price of foreign oil skyrocketed once again. Even Houston was hit by the new recession. The revitalized OPEC, backed now by Soviet arms, quickly squeezed all American companies out of the nationalized oil industries of the Middle East, Indonesia, and South America. Diane Lawrence was on her way to stardom. Her haunting voice, singing of simpler, happier times, brought comfort to Americans who faced doubtful futures of unemployment and welfare. Kinsman dated her half a dozen times, flying to cities where she was appearing. He traveled on commercial airliners. New government austerity regulations prevented him from piloting an Air Force plane, except on official duty. He was shocked at the price of airline tickets. The cost of energy was more than money. It was freedom of movement. But now Kinsman was relaxed and happy as he held the controls of the supersonic twin-engine jet. Months of training and the elaborate mock-ups of the space shuttle were behind him. Orientation flights on the Vomit Comet, the lumbering cargo jet that flew endless parabolic arcs to give the astronaut trainees their first taste of weightlessness, had gone smoothly. Now he was heading for the real thing, spaceflight duty. The cares and problems of the groundlings' world were far below him for the moment. Kinsman